This morning, my subject is climbing the mountain of the Lord.
今天早上的题目是来登耶和华的山。
Let us be upstanding and to honor the word of God.
请弟兄姐妹站起来，我们带着尊敬的心来读神的话。弥迦书第四章第一节，请。末后的日子，耶和华的山必建立，超乎诸山，高举高引安民，万民都要流归这山。有许多国的民前往，说：“来吧，我们登耶和华的山，们雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲已出于西安。”耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷，他必在多国的民中施行审判，为远方强盛的国断定是非。他们要将刀打破成剃头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事，人人都要坐在自己的葡萄园树下和无花果树下，无人惊吓。这是万军之耶和华亲口说的。万民各奉己神的名而行，我们却永永远远奉那耶和华我们神的名而行。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that your word asking us to climb your mountain.
天父，我们今天早上我们谢谢你，因为在你的话语中你吩咐我们要一起来登耶和华的山。
We thank you for Prophet Micah.
我们为着弥迦先知我们献上感谢。
He has encouraged us that the mountain of the Lord is great.
因为他在这里他鼓励我们说耶和华的山是 高过诸山的。
Bless your word this morning.
今天早上求你亲自来祝福你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
What's the meaning of Micah? The name of Micah.
这位先知弥迦，他的名字是什么意思呢？
So every time you mention Micah, the meaning is, who can be like God Jehovah?
当每次你称呼他的名弥迦的时候，他的名字的意思就是说，谁能像耶和华呢？
Nobody can be like our God Jehovah.
没有一个人能够像我们的神耶和华。
So Micah prophesies to Israel and Judah.
在这里呢，麦哥先知呢，他就向以色列犹大国来发预言。
In the northern kingdom, the capital Samaria, and the southern kingdom, Jerusalem.
就是在这个北国的首都就是撒玛利亚，在南国的首都就是耶路撒冷。
The three main ideas of Prophet Micah's prophecies are
弥迦在这里他发预言就主要讲到三点。
The sins of southern and the northern kingdom
就是指到北国和南国的罪恶。
And it prophesies about the destruction of the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
第二点，他就是要讲到北国和南国的毁灭。
And the last idea of Micah's prophecy is the good news, the restoration of the northern and the southern kingdom.
第三点，他就是发预言要讲到北国两南国必然复兴。
In our natural self,
在我们个人来看，
When judgment and restoration come,
当审判和复兴恢复来到的时候，
judgment normally will bring forth fear.
我们听到审判这两个字，我们心里自然的我们是惧怕。
But restoration will give us hope.
但是复兴会带来希望。
So, Micah does not want to leave us in the idea of fearfulness through judgment.
在这里呢，这位先知呢，他不要我们因为审判要来到，使我们心中害怕。
Micah is directing us, pointing us to the everlasting God of hope and the everlasting Savior, in our life.
你家的先知的预言呢，就是要把我们在这个永不改变的神的当中带来了永不改变的期待和希望。
My dearly beloved, hope is the only God offer to us in our life when climbing His mountain.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，在我们的生命中，神是期待我们登上他的山，使我们得到永远的期待和富乐和希望。
This morning, I am trying to emphasize Micah is prophesying the future glory of the northern and the southern kingdom.
今天早上我们要注重到尼迦先知，他就是注重到在将来的时候，北国和南国必再复兴。
Micah is saying the darker the Israelite people, the brighter will be the future in the last days.
呀，尼迦在这里说到北国、南国，虽然他们的情况是这么的糟糕、这么的黑暗，但是在将来。他们必然得到复兴。
Let's go to our first point, the Lord's mountain.
我们首先我们要来看什么是神的山。
I want you to imagine in front of you a mountain.
我要你们在头脑里面看到你们前面有一座的高山。
Mountain speaks of height.
高山呢，山呢就是指它的高度。
Mountain speaks of hugeness.
高山就指着那个山是多么的雄伟。
Mountain speaks of stability.
山呢就是指平稳。
So with these three concepts in your mind,
所以在你的头脑里面想到这三点关于山这件事。
In the spiritual sense, mountain speaks of us drawing closer and closer and closer.God.
在属灵的方面呢，山就是指的指我们要更加的亲近，越来越亲近我们的神耶和华。
I want to encourage you that in your life,
我希望也能够鼓励到你们，在你们个人的生命的当中。
Every one of you, your Lord's mountain is a place of your life where you draw near to Him.Daily and every moment.
在你们的生命中，当我们说到耶和华的山的时候，就是知道你每一天越来越亲近耶和华。
We have read verse 1 to verse 5.
从第一节到第五节。
So Micah prophesied the five prospects of the people of Israel.In these last days.
尼迦在这里他发预言就是讲到末后的日子，这些以色列民他们所期待所要得到的东西。
They are entering the period, the time of the last days.
他们将要进入到那个末后的时候。
He says the house shall be established on the highest of the mountain.
在这里呢就讲到这个耶和华的山是最高的，就是耶和华的殿的居所。
In other words, Israel has a bright prospect, a bright future in the last days.
换一句话说，以色列的将来是有一个很美好的前途。
Secondly,
第二点，
Micah says the method and the teaching of the word of God will be another prospect for the people of the northern and the southern kingdom.
在末后的日子，北国和南国他们能够期待得到了耶和华的训诲。
Verse 2 say He may teach God's way to us.
在第二节里面说，在耶和华的山上他会将他的训诲来教导我们。
Why? To teach us
为什么呢？
His way so that we can walk inHis holy path.
为的是要他要把他的道路来指示我们，使我们能够遵行走他的道。
Sometimes in our life today on earth,
有时候在我们今天在地面上的生活，
you have your own way.
我们有我们自己的道路。
We have neglected God's way and God's word.
我们却把神的道路、神的话语忽略了。
So remember, the teaching of the Word of God is the prophecy Micah gave.
我们要记得，弥迦先知说，在耶和华的山上，我们必会得到神的话语和他的训诲。
The third prophecy is there's peace in the prospect.
第三点就是说到，在耶和华的山上，他们能够期待，能够得到和平。
Verse 3 says, neither shall there be any more war.
在第三节的圣经里面说，他们不再准备做学习战士。
We will talk about this verse 3 more later.
等一下，我们会更详细的讲第三节。
The fourth prophecy is the prosperity in the prospect.
对，在这个第四节的在第四样的先知里面预言说，他们以后呢的生活是富裕的。是国泰民安的地方。
The symbol of prosperity is found in this verse.
在这一节的圣经里面，第四节里面就讲到他们的国家，北国和南国。
They will sit under their own vine and their own fig tree.
必经历到繁荣，因为圣经里面说，他们要自己坐在自己的葡萄树和无花果树下。
How many of you have bought fig tree in Australia fruit market?
你们当中有谁有买到无花果呢
？In our fruit market,
在我们的果园，无花果是非常贵的。
It speaks of prosperity.
有了很多的无花果呢，就是讲到国家是繁荣的。
The kingdom of God in your life, in your mountain.
神的国在你的生命中。在你所登上的山上
should be prosperous.
应该是更加的繁荣的。
And the last one, he says, you shall be holy, the piety in the prospect.
最后的最后一点就讲到说，他在末后的日子呢，所有的以色列民他们是敬虔的。
Why?
为什么呢
Because the verse says, we will walk in the name of our Lord forever and ever and ever.
因为在第五节里面说，我们都要永永远远奉耶和华我的神的名而行。
When you have God's mountain,
当你上了耶和华的山
you will sure to walk in the name of the Lord.
你必定会奉神的名而行。
So, brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
let's go to the point B.
我们来看第二点。
Why do you need to climb up to the Lord's mountain?
为什么你和我必须要登上耶和华的山呢
I want to make one strong belief I have.
我要很讲出我很坚信的一点。
Whether your life is hard or easy,
不管你的生活你的生命是在顺境或逆境的当中
In Lord's mountain you climb there will be a blessing
假如你登上了耶和华的山你必然得到他的祝福
Climbing mountain produces many physical benefits
我们在爬山到高山去的时候在我们的肉体这方面呢会得到很多的益处
First, our legs become very strong
第一呢我们的脚就有了那个力量脚力
Second, you have confidence in tackling the height
第二点呢你就要越跑越高的时候你就懂得怎样再继续爬上去
Because of that confidence in you
因为你在你的里面产生了自信心
You will know how to place your foot on the right firm setting
你就懂得把你的脚要放在哪一个平稳的地方
How many young people have seen abseiling people climbing up those abseiling climb
我们当中有谁有看到人在爬那个山吗
This is what they do I saw them
他们通常是这样子的
With a rope and with a hook
他们的脚呢先试试看
Where it's
上的地方是稳定的
Then they go up next one firm,
然后一步一步手上呢就抓住那个绳子
In the mountain of the Lord
在登耶和华的山
Your stepping in the Lord is always firm
你在走在神的道路上 应该是非常平稳的。
So the real mountaineer climber, they become stronger and stronger as they climb.
所以这一个爬高山的人呢，他们一直在爬的时候，他们身体越来越健壮。
And when they reach at the top of the mountain, they shout, "Oh, I made it!"
当他们到了山顶的时候，他们会很欢呼的说，"Oh, 我到了。"
But if you climb the Lord's mountain in the spiritual sense,
但是在属灵的方面，当你要登上耶和华的山的时候，
you know what I will shout?
你知道我要喊呼喊什么呢？
Give me mountain to climb and give me strength to climb.In and with you.
我一定会呼喊说，让我跟你在你的里面一起来登上耶和华的山。
That's the reason why we need to climb God's mountain.
为了这个缘故呢，圣经说我们必须要登上耶和华的山。
First reason, knowing the time and the truth.
我们为什么要登耶和华的山呢？我们要知道，我们要认识我们处的日子是在什么时候。我们也要认识神的真理。
When you hear the word in the last days, this terminology.
当你在圣经中你看到这一句话，在末后的日子。
There's one thing I can assure everybody here. You have a future.
我当然我会跟你们确定的说，我们每一个人都有我们的将来。
But whether your future is bleak or very, very future is bright, it depends on what you are doing now.
不管你的将来、你的前途是黑暗的还是光明的，那就要看你现在在做什么。
So what I'm saying is, the last day is talking about the future, prophetic future.Of our brightness in our life in climbing the mountain.
对，在这节的圣经里面说到末后的日子，就是讲到我们在现在，若我们登上耶和华的山，就能够确定我们的将来是如何的。
Micah is saying, "Hey, southern and northern kingdom people, listen."
你家在对北国和南国的子民说，你们要听啊。
The Israel's last day will begin.With the best day.
在这个以色列人的将来呢，就是要看到他们最好的日子。
How about you and me?
开始。但是你和我是怎样的呢？
How about your last day, you and me?
你和我在末后的日子的状况是如何呢？
Our last day on earth precedes our best day.
我们在末后的时候的最后的一天，就是在那个最好的那一天的前一天。
Some of you are going through troubled time now.
有些人在我们当中在经过一些不顺利的事。
Grip on to the prophet Micah's prophecy.
我请你来抓住这个弥迦先知的预言。
Everyone will precede the best day, whatever circumstances.You are undergoing now.
现在无论你是在经过怎么样的状况，过了你就是进入最好的日子。
Why do we need to climb the mountain?
为什么我们要登上耶和华的山呢？
We need to know the truth.
因为我们需要认识真理。
Because Jesus is the truth.
因为主耶稣本身就是真理。
And you and I belong to Jesus.
你和我都是属于耶稣的人。
Nobody can live your own life, including me.
没有一个人能够自己来过自己的生命。
Without the truth of God be the compass of my life in climbing the mountain.
我们没有一个人除了依靠神以外，我们自己决定不能够登上耶和华的山。
Why do we need the word of God?
为什么我们确定要需要神的话呢？
It's a spiritual vitamin to nourish our spirit.
Yeah, 神的话呢，就是好像属灵的维他命，一直来给我们的属灵生命得到供应。
If your life is not bright,
假如呢，你觉得你的生命是比较黑暗的。
I, as your pastor, I will give you the truth, the word of God.
我呢，做你的牧者呢，我会将神的话给你。
But one thing I cannot do for you.
有一件事我不能做的。
I cannot climb your mountain on your behalf.
我不能够代替你来登上耶和华的山。
But I can say the word of God, the truth of God, the time of God will help you to climb your own individual mountain.
但是我可以跟你说，神的话语、神的信会会帮助你个人登上耶和华的山。
Let me tell you one practical aspect.
在这个实际的一方面
Every one of us has got a mountain to climb. You cannot escape. Hello?
我们每一个人都要登上自己的山，你是不可以逃避不登的。
The spiritual leader can give you the word.
属灵的领袖会将神的话给你。
But if you don't accept my word and you get angry with me, it is your own funeral.
但是假如你不接受我们给你的信语呢，那这个就是你自己的错误。
Because the word of truth is steadfast.
因为神的话是永远长存的。
The mountain you climb in the Lord is stable.
你在主里面，你所要登上的那座山
Yes, very hard to climb, very steep. The terrain is steeper and steeper and steeper.
是这一座的山虽然是很高，是越来越高的。
But you can climb.
但是你能够登上去
That's the good news.
这是一个好消息
so, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
You need to grow under the systematic teaching of the word of God in the church
你和我都需要在教会里面来跟着来学习在神的话里面系统的教导
But the question I often ask myself
但是我常常问我自己
Why do we people, including sometimes me, find so hard to live the truth in our lives?
我有时候我也觉得，为什么我们怎样？为什么我们这样艰难，不能够将神的话活出来呢？
You know what's the reason?
你们知道答案是什么吗？
Because our heart, our spirit, always want to resist the truth.
因为我们的心里面常常是在拒绝真理。
Because when the truth convict you, you become discomfortable.
有时候当这个真理呢来指责我们的时候，我们觉得非常不舒服。
And what will surface up in your emotion?
在你的情绪里面就会怎样？
You want to walk in your own fleshy desire.
你就要照着你的血气、你的渴望来去行。
No wonder you find difficult to climb the Lord's mountain.
难怪你就发觉你很难要去登耶和华的山。
Number two.
第二点。
Fearing no one, peace, protection, and prosperity.
当你登了耶和华的山的时候，就你不再受恐吓，你有得到平安和保障。
There's an organization called the Prince of Peace, Plowshare.
在这一个有一个组织呢，它的名字是讲到和平的君王。
They shall beat their swords into plowshare and their spear into pruning hooks.
就是像圣经里面说，他们必将这个刀剑打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。
When we people come to the presence of the Lord, entering into His mountain.
当我们来到神的同在，进入到他的高山的时候
，My personal desire and agenda is secondary.
我就会把我的自己个人的计划放成第二。
We surrender to God.
我们将我们自己降服于神
，and given everything our life to God to guide us when we climb.His holy mountain.
当我们开始来登这个圣洁的山的时候，我们会将我们所有的一切都交托给神。
The weapons and the factory of war will be turned from instrument of death and destruction no more.
所有的武器呢，不再使用，也不再有战士。
But it is an instrument of life and construction when we meet God.Up the mountain.
但是当我们登到高山以后呢，我们就成为了他所用的器皿。
Look at this blacksmith.
我们来看这个铁工。
Turn the sword into a plowshare.
他就是将刀剑成为了一个犁头。
That is what verse 3 say.
这就是第三节里面所说的。
You know why it's a plowshare?
你知道这里头是做什么呢？
A plowshare is to aerate the soil, to soften the soil before the farmer can start planting.
就是当农夫呢还没有在栽种以前呢，他就用这个犁头走过这些泥土来松解那个泥土。
Then they sow the seed.
然后呢，他们就播种。
Then they water the softened, broken, hardened ground.
后来呢，他就灌水在这一个已经疏软的土上。
We seldom see this plowshare in Australia.
啊，我们在澳洲呢就很少看到这个犁头。
But we see tractors.
但是我们看到那个拖拉机。
Have you all seen tractors, a modern plowshare?
你们有看到吗？现时代就是用那个拖拉机来耕田。
Then he says,
再接下去说呢，
the spear become the pruning hooks.
Yeah, 就讲到他就是用那个毛枪打成镰刀。
We today the modern equipment we call the lopper.
在目前呢，通常使用的就是那个剪树枝的那个刀。
I use lopper in my garden.
我常常用这个剪树枝的剪刀。
Somebody say, how come your tree is so beautiful, your garden?
有的人就说，为什么我的花园的树木是这么整齐？
When the twigs.Become dry.
啊，当树枝干的时候
，I lop it.
啊，我就要把它剪掉。
In other words, I use the pruning hook to cut off the dead branches.
所以我就是好像以前所用的那种的镰刀，我现在呢就是用那个剪刀剪树枝。
So I trim my tree, then I shape my tree.
所以我就修剪，然后剪成一个形式。
Why do I do that?
为什么呢？
It's not because I'm warring against my plant.
不是说我不喜欢我的枝子。
Or I hate my plant.
或者是我不喜欢这些树枝。
I want my plant to be extremely healthy and grow voraciously.
我是要我的每一株的树呢，很健全的成生长。
When I'm very stressed of work,
当我工作太忙的时候
I always go
情绪不好的时候
to the garden and I fold my arm like that.
我就到我的花园去
I say, God, you are so wonderful.
我就说神啊你真奇妙
How come you are so wise?
为什么你这么有智慧呢
And one day I start counting in my garden.
有一天我就开始在我的花园那边
The Lord impressed me. Count how many species of plant you have planted.
你来看在花园里面有种了多少不同样的树呢
My little small garden front and back I counted there are 27 species
我前沿后沿
I never believe it
有种了27种不同的树
I raise up my hand
我就举起我的双手
distress myself
使我就这样子松解下来
oh, Wonderful evergreen, wonderful roses
我看到有这么漂亮的玫瑰花还有青翠的木
It brings me protection, prosperity and peace in my spirit
就在我的心灵里面 我就能够得到了平安得到保障
That's why we turn the sword into plowshare
因为这些缘故圣经里面说把刀剑呢变成犁头
the spears into pruning hook
将那个毛枪成为镰刀
in your life now have you got a lot of spear
在你的生命中你是不是里面有藏着刀呢
in your life you got a lot of sword
你是不是有刀剑呢
turn it into a plowshare
你要把它成为一个犁头
turn it into a pruning hook
成为一个镰刀来修剪
protection
你得到保护你得到保障
3B
你反而你得到得到丰盛
peace prosperity and protection
还有得到保障
when you climb up the Lord's mountain
所以当你登上耶和华的山你就得到这三样的祝福
second point
还有第二点
fearing no one
你不再有惊吓
you have peace protection and prosperity
你已经得到了平安得到了保障
Verse
也得到了繁荣在第四章
you will sit under your own vine and under your own fig tree the word own repeated
在第四节里面就说每一个人都要坐在自己的葡萄树坐在自己的无花果树上
The garden of your life is what you individually build upon it.
你在你生命中有这样美好的结果的树呢，是你自己造成的。
My Bible, your Bible says, sit under your own vine tree.
我和你的圣经都说，你们要坐在自己的葡萄树下。
Sit under your own fig tree.
你坐在你自己的无花果树下。
This is a fig tree.
This 这里我们看无花果。
Your garden, you sit there.
你是坐在无花果树下。
This is your grapevine garden.
这个就是葡萄树下。
And you sit there.
你坐在那
边 you enjoy your own presence of your own garden.
你在你自己的园中，你来享受。
Are you expecting this garden?
你有没有在期待有这种的花园吗？果园吗
？In my fig tree garden.
你们愿意来坐在我的无花果树下吗
？Have you got your own fig tree garden?
今天我想问你，你们有没有属于自己的无花果树呢
？In your spirit, I have my fig tree garden.
在我的灵里面，我感觉到我有了这个无花果园。
So this fig tree garden, vine tree garden, is a natural garden.
这一个无花果园。还有葡萄果园是一个自然的果园
A place of shade
就是你在它的荫下来休息
Especially now summer is hot How wish you sit under the shade
特别是在夏天炎日之下你能够坐在树荫之下
You resting quietly in the day of hard labor
在你工作辛劳的时候你可以坐在那边休息
And fig tree and vine tree is a sign of prosperity
你有了葡萄园葡萄树又有了无花果树就是讲到你已经达到丰盛的地步
Remember the Bible says your own grapevine and your own fig tree Three, you will be sitting there.
圣经说，你必定坐在自己的葡萄园、葡萄树下，坐在自己的无花果树下。
Important thing is, did you climb the mountain of the Lord?
最要紧的，你是否已经登上了耶和华的山？
The third point, follow the Lord.
第三点，我们必须要跟随主。
Micah verse 5 says,
在第五节的时候米迦先知他有说
I don't like the first part. For all the people walk each in the name of their own little god, small g.
在第五节的开始说万民各奉自己神的名行事。
Why is it not natural?
为什么这个不是自然性的
Because all men including me are born sinners.
因为我们每一个人，我们出生就是带着罪。
We all born as rebel against the law and the word of God.
我们一出世呢，我们就不遵行神的律法和话语。
As a pastor,
所以我做一位牧者。
When I do the spectrum of looking,
所以当我来看全面的时候
，there are people who like to make other people's life.Miserable.
有些人呢，要使别的人生活过得不舒服。
They are miserable.
因为他们本身没有喜乐。
They want to make other people miserable.
他也要给别人也是过着这种不舒服的生活。
Why?
为什么呢
？Simply because within them there is no transformation. There's no change.
因为在他们的生命里面，完全跟开始都没有改变过。
You have your mountain to climb.
你要登上你自己的
山。But you haven't met the God of the mountain.
但是你还没有遇见这个高山上的耶和华。
But basically in your heart.
但是基本呢，在你的心里面。
You want love.
你要爱
You want justice
你要和平
You want peace
你要平安
You want blessing
你要得到祝福
But you can't get it
但是你从来得不到
Because you have not been transformed and could draw near to the mountain of the Lord
因为你的生命从来没有被改变使你不能够亲近靠近耶和华的山
Please be humble
所以我们需要谦卑
When the word of God convict you
当神的话感动你的时候
Yes Lord I come today
你就说主啊我谢谢你我今天来到你的面前
I'm a born sinner
我出生我就是一个罪人
And I do a lot of wrong things
我做了许多不对的事
You know
你都知道
What are the wrong things you did
神知道你所做一切不对的事。
The brother came up to me in Malaysia. He says, "I'm a chain smoker."
有一个弟兄他跟我说，我就是一直吸烟不停的人。
I said, "You want to be transformed?"
我问他，你是不是要改变呢
？You're willing or not?
你愿意吗
？I am willing.
他说我愿意。
And I look.
我在看。
What is in your pocket?
我问他你的袋子那边一包是什么
I don't want to touch your pocket.
我不要碰你的袋子
Take out what is in your pocket.
你把你袋子里面的东西拿出来
555 Lucky Strike Secret.
他就拿了三个五那个名号的香烟
You make yourself miserable.
我说 你吸这个烟你使你的生命不快乐
Put it on the floor.
我说你就把这一盒的烟丢在地上
And thank God for his obedience
感谢主他听话
Boom! On the floor
他丢在地上
I said have you got faith?
我说你有信心吗
Step on the 555 lucky strike
那你就来把这个555这个香烟把它踏在你的脚下
And rebuke the secret of the spiritOr smoke in your spirit.
你就斥责你在心中那一个习惯吸烟上瘾的灵。
You are now delivered in the power of His name.
靠着主大能的名字，你现在得释放了。
Next Sunday.
在第二个星期
天。He saw me in the church.
他在教会看到我。
Couldn't wait to tell me.
他要等不待急的要跟我说。
For 1 week.
他说已经一个星期了。
I never smoked one stick of cigarette.
我都没有吸过一支烟。
He has climbed and met the mountain of the Lord.
他已经上了耶和华的山，遇见了耶和华。
When I went back from Sydney,
当我回去的时候
I bumped him on the road.
有时候在路上遇见他。
Are you still smoking, Alan?
我问他，你仍旧吸烟吗
？Oh, I'm so happy. I saved so much money.
他说我很高兴啊，因为我停止吸烟，我已经收了很多钱了，积蓄很多钱。
Mountain,
所以，当你上了神的山
，transformation will take place.
你的生命必定改变。
I cannot transform anyone.
我不能够使哪一个人得到改变。
I can only lead you how to climb, why to climb the Lord's mountain.
我只能够带领你。为什么要登上耶和华的山？怎样来登上耶和华的山
so, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
When Christ rules over you in the mountain,
当你在耶和华的山上当神在亲自管理你的生命的时候
I can guarantee,
有一件事我能够确实确实跟你说
You will never have the bad habit
你决定不会再有坏习惯
You will never be an idolatry worshipper
你不再拜偶像了
You are now consecrated to the Lord Jehovah
你已经分别为圣归给耶和华
Remember Michael's name
你记得弥迦的名字的意思
Who can be like my God Jehovah
他的名字的意思就是说谁人像我的神耶和华呢
So every time you call yourself Hello Prophet Michael
每一次当你呼求的时候
You are saying Who can be like my God Jehovah
你叫弥迦的时候你就说谁能像我的耶和华神呢
If God is your Jehovah You are extremely strong
当神是你的耶和华的时候你必定是一个很坚强的人
Let's go to point C
我们再来看第三点
Climbing God's mountain
我们要登耶和华的山
Now I'm telling you how to climb
现在我要教导你我们要怎样登上耶和华的山
The key verse is in verse 3
主要的一节的圣经就是在第三节
So I want Grace to read this one
他必在多国的民中施行审判为远方强盛的国断定是非他们将刀打成犁头把枪打成镰刀这国不举刀攻击那国他们也不再学习战士
When you really climb the Lord mountain, there will be no more warring in your spirit.
当你开始登上耶和华的山的时候，你的灵里面不再有挣扎了。
How do you climb? You need to have the faith in Christ Jesus.
你要怎样来登耶和华的山呢？你必须需要有相信神的心。
And once you have the faith in Christ Jesus.
当你在基督耶稣里面有信心。
Secondly, you have to choose.
第二点，你必须要拣选。
Say yes.I want to climb this mountain.
是我拣选，我要登上耶和华的山。
You are having a right choice.
这样子，你就觉得你已经拣选对的事。
While you are living on this earth in Sydney,
当我们在雪梨在生活的时候
，whether you are in the supermarket,
不管你是在超级市场
，or in the shopping mall,
或者是在哪一个购物中心。
Always in my mind, when I'm in the shopping mall, I always think of, oh, so many choices. What do I choose?
所以当我去购物中心的时候，我的心头脑就想这么多的东西，我到底要拣选哪一样东西？
My advice is, when you climb the Lost Mountain, the choice is you need to know the blood of Jesus has shed it for you.Envelope Jesus, you climb the mountain.
哎，当你要登耶和华山的时候，你就是要选择有主耶稣的宝血来再遮盖你，然后你就登山。
So when you choose mountain to climb,
所以当你在拣选要登山的时候
，you have the faith and the lordship of Christ in your life.
你必须要有信心，你也要有主耶稣做你生命的主。
So when you climb the mountains.
所以你登上这座山的时候
，You will never, ever, ever be alone.
你绝对不再是单独的、孤独的人了。
The truth of the Word of God will shape you, will guide you.
神的话必定会在引导你。
And you will climb up successfully.
你就会很成功的登到山顶。
And the angels on the left and on the right
在你左右的天使
help you to climb.
必定会帮助你越爬越高。
Remember, you need to have the faith of God.
要记得你必定要相信神。
You need to have Jesus in your life.
你需要有主耶稣在你的生命中。
So, thirdly,
第三点
know the last days.
你要知道什么时候是最末后的时候。
How come today?
为什么今天
there is so many, many unrest in the world, in the family, in the area of work, in your own life, in your own profession?
为什么今天在世界，在我们的家庭，在我们的事业，我们的工作中，有这么多的波动的事情？
In the last days,
在末后的日子
I'm not talking about the end time.
我不是说到这个最后的时候
I'm not talking about when Jesus is coming.
我还没有讲到主耶稣要来的那一个时候
Because I don't know when he is coming.
因为我不知道他什么时候再回来
But Micah says in the last days,
说在末后的日子
You and I have to beAware of the last days.
你和我都要注意到这个末后的日子是怎样的日子。
Look at this map.
你看到这一个。
I got three people here: blue, orange, and green.
我在这里就是代表三样的人。
They have no peace.
他们心中没有平安。
Why?
为什么呢
？I find that nowadays in the family.
我发觉现在在家庭里
There's no peace.
没有和平，没有平安。
Why?
为什么呢
？Ungodly family usually has no peace. Why?
一个不敬虔的家庭里面常常都不会有平安的。
Only one word is your answer.
哎，只有一个字。
Desire.
就是我们个人的渴望。
Differing desire lead to struggle.
哎，不同的渴望呢？就引起人的挣扎。
When she has a desire,
当她想要得到一样
东西 and I have a desire,
那我也有我所要的
and her desire and my desire,
她要的和跟我要的
in opposite direction,
都完全不一样。
Every day I will see her long face.
每一天呢，我会看到她的脸是长长的。
She will see my long face.
她也看到我的脸是长长的。
Why?
为什么呢
You cannot see each other's watermelon face.
啊，你都不能够看到有笑脸。
Watermelon so round.
啊，这是西瓜脸，圆圆的。
Because the desire.
因为不同的欲望。
This guy go this direction.
哎，这个人走这个方向。
My wife go this direction.
我的太太另外一个方向。
Myself go this direction.
我个人就另外一个方向。
My son go this direction.
我的儿子另外一个方向。
Hey, there's one direction all of you must go.
但是有一个统一的方向是我们每一个人都要走的方向。
You want to know?
你们要知道吗？
Whether you are in the family,
不管你是在家庭里，
whether a pastor family,
是在牧者的家庭里，
whether you run your family,
是不是你在带领你的家？
Whether we run the church,
或者是我们在
运
作这教会。
Co-worker standing in front this
morning, 在我们前面的所有的同工们。
We are all seek one what?
我们只是
one direction.
我们只是在走一个路。
In the last days,
就是在末后的日子。
Church prosper today.
今天教会能够复兴。
Her church revived today.
教会能够恢复。
Only through God's way,
就是借着神的道路。
There shall be peace.
那样就会有平安。
Unity,
那就会同心。
That is what Micah is saying. Hey, in the last days,
这就是你家说在末后的日子。
Northern kingdom, you may be in darkness, but your best day is yet to come.
虽然是在可怕的黑暗的里面，但是你们最好的日子将要来到。
I want you to have the peace of God Mountain now when you are climbing.
你们当你们在登耶和华的山的时候，你们的心里就有了平安。
That is what we have to know the last days.
这就是我们在末后的日子我们所要知道的。
Are you climbing?
今天你是不是在登山呢？
Or are you climbing and go stuck halfway?
还是说你已经开始登了，在半路的时候你受拦阻，不能再爬上去了。
I notice in mountain climbing,
我注意到当你在爬高山的时候，
if you get lost in the mountain climbing,
假如你在爬高山的时候你迷失了路，
you open what?
你要打开什么？
Map.
地图。
Why you have to see the map?
Where am I going? 你要知道你前面要走哪里去。
So what is your spiritual map?
你的属灵的地图是什么呢？
You need the Lord's guidance through prayerfulness.
你借着你常常祷告得到神的引导。
Your vision in the Lord must be accurate.
你在神的里面的眼光必定是很确实的。
How your vision is so accurate?
你这样知道你前面的路你看得很清楚。
Because you are established in the foundation of the Word of God throughout your life until the last day.
Yeah, 因为在你一生的当中，你已经在神的话里面已经站稳了，一直到最后的一天。
One thing I can assure you.
有一件事我能够肯定跟你说的。
The higher and the higher and the higher you climb.
你越爬越高，越来越高的时候。
It's not more safe.
It's more dangerous. 不是说更加的安全，其实是更加的危险。
But because we meet God in the mountain,
但是我们在山顶上我们遇见神。
The foundation of your word is firm.
你在神的话语上有平稳的根基。
So the closer you go to the top,
所以你越靠近山顶。
The more glory you have in the name of the Lord.
你靠着主的名的时候，你得到更大的荣光。
Your spiritual fruit in your life is so obvious and evident.
你在属灵的生命里面结了很多的果子，是能够看得到的。
So we need to climb with God's way.
所以我们要带着神的道路而往上跑。
Then there will be a transformation.
那你的生命就得到完全的改变。
We will be successful in climbing.
我们爬到高顶的时候就很能够很容易爬上去。
So brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹，
How do you climb the mountain?
你要怎样来爬上耶和华的山呢？
Basically speaking, please be hunger after the word of God in your home daily devotion.
基本来说呢，我希望你们在每一天都继续的来灵修。
Read prayerfully on this word.
带着祷告的心情来读神的话语。
Take note.
你
读到圣灵，
当圣灵感动你的时候，你就写笔记。
Then what happened?
然后怎样呢？
A lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path.
神的话语呢，就成为你脚前的灯，路上的光。
Everything in life is spoiled by not keeping God's words in the mountain.
假如呢，我们没有把神的话存留呢，所有的你的劳力、你的劳苦都失去了。
So learn a very important principle.
所以我们要学习一个很要紧的原则。
Walk in His name.
我们要靠着神的名而行。
And realize that God has a program for every individual.
我们要知道，神在我们每一个人的生命上都有他的计划。
Is good for you, the program.
这个计划是对你有益处的。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹，
let me give 5 minutes in my testimony.
我来用短短的时间来做我的见证。
You ask me.
你问我。
I struggle in my mountain.
我有没有在爬这个山当中有挣扎呢？
When I first came to Australia in 1989,
在1988年的时候，我来
到澳洲。3 months, I have no job.
三个月里面我都没有工作。
Department of Education interviewed all my credentials.
在这个教育部呢，他跟我面谈，他查我所有的文凭。
Conclusion.
结论呢？
Mr. Su,
他说：“苏先生，
you are not qualified to teach high school.
他说你不能够教中学。
You go and teach primary school.
你可以去教小学。
All my life, I never taught in private school.
我一生都没有教过中学、小学。
So I ended up in a private school.
所以呢，后来我就在私立的中学教书。
55 kilometers from Carlingford, Campbelltown.
从 Carlingford 到那个 Campbelltown 要走55英里。
I taught there 2 months.
我在那边教了两个月。
After 2 months, the principal called me to the office.
过了两个月的时候，那个校长就叫我到他的办公室。
He says, I will give you a pay rise of $4,000 straight away.
校长说，我随时我就升你加薪4000块钱。
I struggle.
那个时候我心里面挣扎。
Because I want to say no.
因为我的心里说我不要。
But I'm climbing.
但是那个时候我是慢慢在
登。What am I struggling?
我在挣扎什么呢？
I will be jobless if I say no.
假如呢我说我不要呢，我就失业了。
But within my heart,
但是在我的心里，
I know the word of God say, I am Jehovah Jireh.
我知道神的话那个时候对我说，我是你的神耶和华以勒。
I am the head of the home, I must have provision.
我是一家之主，我要供应我家人的需要。
So at the end of term 4,
到了最后一个学期的时候，
after much struggling, the Lord impressed me to resign.
我挣扎了一段祷告以后，神就叫我不要再在那边教书。
I didn't realize he gave me the confirmation.
我不知道神他对我跟我确实了。
I rented an apartment in Carlingford.
我在 Carlingford 的地方我租了一个 apartment.
She is in hospital.
我在医院里面工作。
I and my son came back.
我那天跟我儿子回家。
The Lord direct my eye.
主呢给我眼睛。
This time my physical eye.
这是我的肉身的眼睛。
I saw some light at the door there.
我看到有一个东西光光在
门边。And there's a cupboard blocking the door, which I never used that door.
我从来没有用那一个门，因为有一个橱挡住。
And I saw a piece of paper underneath there.
我就看到那边底下有一张纸。
I bent down.
我就弯下去，我拿了那张纸。
And I opened up.
我开的时候。
The Lord confirmed that I'm climbing the right mountain.
神已经确实了，我是走在对的山上。
You know what the telegram say?
那个时候是有电报，电报来说。
There's no such thing as SMS.
也那个时候是使用电报
Mobile hardly you see unless you're very rich
也没有手提啊，除非你有钱才有一个手提
Mr. Su
里面先
Please report to North St. Mary North Dunheaven High School as a science teacher as soon as possible
那张电报叫我呢尽快呢就到这个 St. Mary 的一间中学报到我就吓了一跳
It is just like God said to Moses, "Look with your own eye, north, east, south, west." When before he died,
就好像神对摩西说，在这个尼泊山上，你要向东西南北来看。
Hallelujah!
感谢主。
I went.
我就去应征。
I got a job.
我得到那份工作。
3 months down the road.
再过了三个月
I got another difficulty
我又遇到困难
I still have to climb
但是我仍旧要爬上这座山
But I went to medical physiotherapy for 6 months
我有6个月的时间需要物理化疗
Because the year 8 student at that public high school assaulted me
因为在那一间学校这第八年级的学生把我打伤了
I felt that my mountain is crushed
我那个时候觉得我这一座山我不能够再爬上去了
home,
我回到家
sobbing
我静静的哭
but never cry aloud a bit shy
但是我不敢大声哭出来
I went through 6 months physiotherapy
我经过6个月的物理治疗
I said Lord when I grow old I got no backache in the name of Jesus
我说主啊求你医治我到了年老的时候我的背不会痛
Today you see me, do I look hunched?
今天你看我，我是不是弯着我的身体呢？
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
And God led me to this mountain.
神带领我爬上这座山。
And then, 3 months down the road, I was transferred next year to Auburn Girls High School. And I teach for 13 years, then I retired.
后来我就到 Auburn 女校教了13年，以后我就提早退休。
And my story.
我的故事是
When I went to the public school in St. Mary North
当我到了这个 St. Mary 的一间公立学校
The Lord said because you climb my mountain I confirm another reconfirmation
因为神对我说因为你爬上我的山我再一次要向你证实
The Campbelltown private school is closed down by the Department of Education in the big newspaper
我第一次教的那一间学校被政府把他学校被关了
Because of illegal registration
因为他们的注册是不合法的
See, God impressed me to resign
所以神叫我要辞职
Not because in my own carnal self
不是因为我出于血气不要再做
It was confirmed by the Holy Spirit
乃是圣灵向我先证实
But 3 months down the road The Lord showed me in the paper
在过了三个月的时候我才从报纸看到这一个消息弟兄姐妹你们要爬上这个山吗你知道你要怎样来爬这个高山呢
Do you know what is the mountain of the Lord?
你知道什么是耶和华的山呢
Every mountain I'll pray for you now be upstanding
请大家站起来我来为你祷告
Everyone has got a mountain.
我们每一个人都有自己的山。
You don't have to tell me your mountain.
你不必告诉我是什么样的山。
Your mountain can be stable or unstable.
你要爬那个山，是不是你能够稳定爬上去
？But I assure you in the name of the Lord.
但是我正式跟你说
，Follow His word.
奉主耶稣基督的名
，Follow His word.
你根据神的话
，Follow His presence and direction.
你就。照着神的指示
You can see with your own eyes
你自己的眼睛你就会看到你前面的道路假如我请你们